World leaders are gathering in Colombia for the next 2 weeks to try and slow what the United Nations has called humanity's senseless and suicidal war with nature. NPR's Nathan Rott will be following. He joins us now. Hey, Nate.
Hey.
So, Nate, tell us, what's this meeting all about?
Yeah, so this is a conference of nearly every nation on the planet, every country that signed on to protect the world's plants, animals, and ecosystems under something called the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity. It's, you know, very similar to the UN meetings on climate change.
Sounds like a small little intimate gathering, right?
Yeah, just your average group of ministers, ecologists, industries, research institutes, trying to figure out how to deal with what's really an existential problem for the whole of humanity.
I mean, that feels like kind of an impossible task. Help me understand this. How is the loss of nature an existential problem for humanity?
Well, look, I mean, we all breathe, eat, and drink water, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that might be a good place to start.
Sure.
You know, living creatures, including humans, you know, depend on everything from the smallest phytoplankton in the ocean that clean our air to insects that pollinate our food to forests that help regulate the world's climate. But a recent report shows that wildlife populations on average globally have declined by 73% over the last 50 years. One of that report's authors, Rebecca Shaw, chief scientist at the World Wildlife Fund, says that it's a warning sign that many natural systems are in grave danger.
If we look at the Amazon rainforest in particular, there's a real chance that the Amazon rainforest could tip to be a savanna or a savanna grassland. If that happens, we will see a release of billions of tons of carbon. We will see the devastation of biodiversity. But even more worrying, we will see changes in global climate that will have implications for the stability and consistency of our food production.
Okay, clearly there's a lot at stake here, but how is this conference supposed to help?
Yeah, so this year's meeting is essentially like a check-in, right? 2 years ago in Montreal, world leaders signed on to this huge global framework that's really supposed to help humanity achieve harmony with nature. That is literally how they frame it. There was a pledge in there to protect 30% of the world's land and water by 2030, a pledge to reduce subsidies to industries that are harming nature, like fossil fuel companies, pledges to reduce food waste, to provide money for poorer countries in the global south, 23 different pledges in total.
So tell us, Nate, how close are they to this goal of helping humanity achieve harmony with nature?
They have a very long ways to go. there's been a bunch of reports and studies over the last few weeks showing that countries are off track to meet many of the goals that they set out to accomplish, in some cases by a lot. I talked to the executive secretary of the Convention on Biological Diversity, Astrid Schumacher, and she said she does see some hope. Let's listen to her now.
The fact that this is a bit slow is not because there's no action being taken, but it is because countries are taking these processes more seriously. They're more broad-based. It's not just an environment ministry that drafts the plan. They're really involving other ministries.
So in other words, countries need to go beyond just creating a new national park or protected area and really rethink their governments and entire economies. And she thinks that is now starting to happen.
NPR's Nathan Rott, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.